It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Well, it's something. 20 senators, 10 Democrats and 10 Republicans, on Sunday announced a tentative deal on some legislation in response to the mass shooting epidemic in the U.S. Well, not actual legislation yet, but a framework for a bill that would include incentives for states to implement red flag laws, enhance background checks for 18 to 21-year-old buyers by accessing juvenile records, criminalizing third-party straw purchases, closing the boyfriend loophole in domestic violence cases, funding for school mental health and telehealth, funding for school safety measures, clarifying federal firearm license requirements, and criminalizing evasion. Yeah, far from perfect and doesn't include the most basic elements that many of us want, like an assault weapons ban, but it is a step forward. Bipartisan negotiations began after more deadly mass shootings at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, and a Buffalo, New York supermarket. There are more details to work out, but this bipartisan group of senators hopes to pass a bill before June 24th. That's just 11 days away. So who's involved? Well, the 10 Republicans, the minimum number needed to pass the Senate if all Democrats are on board, are John Cornyn of Texas, Tom Tillis of North Carolina, Roy Blunt, retiring senator from Missouri, Richard Burr, retiring senator from North Carolina, Bill Cassidy, Susan Collins, Lindsey Graham, Rob Portman, retiring senator from Ohio, Mitt Romney, and Pat Toomey, retiring senator from Pennsylvania. Shortly after, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer released a statement saying he'd put the measure up for a vote as soon as it's ready. Mitch McConnell, the minority leader, said he is glad the senators are, quote, continuing to make headway. And Nancy Pelosi called it a step forward. Well, it is Monday, so a new week begins with a lot happening. The Supreme Court set to announce their latest batch of opinions at 10 a.m. Eastern. That's the same time that the second day of public hearings in the House Select Committee on January 6th gavels into session. Today's hearing is expected to focus on Donald Trump's dereliction of duty during the Capitol attack, and his big lie claims that the 2020 presidential election was stolen, and how those false claims were connected to the pro-Trump mob that attacked the Capitol on January 6th. Chairman Benny Thompson will lead the hearing today, along with Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren, who will also handle some of the questioning. There will be five witnesses in two separate panels that are likely to bolster the committee's assertion that Trump had a seven-part plan to overturn the results of the 2020 election. But Monday morning, a change in plans, as the first witness who was supposed to be called, Bill Stepien, Trump's former campaign manager, released a statement saying that due to a family emergency, he is unable to testify this morning. His counsel will appear and make a statement on the record. In its advisory, the committee delayed the start of the hearings today by 30 to 45 minutes, so plan accordingly. By the way, if you were thinking the name Bill Stepien sounds familiar, well, Stepien came to national prominence as Chris Christie's two-time gubernatorial campaign manager, who was later thrown under the bus by Christie over Bridgegate. Remember Bridgegate? Well, Stepien was never criminally charged in the scandal, but he was the scapegoat until his career was resurrected by Donald Trump, who hired him to replace Brad Parscale as his campaign manager. So, scratch Stepien from today's witness list, but the other scheduled witness in the first panel should provide the necessary fireworks. Chris Steierwalt. He's the former political editor of the Fox Not News channel, who defended the network's decision to call Arizona for Biden before any other network did, and was subsequently fired by the company in January of 2021. The second panel today has three witnesses: Republican election lawyer Benjamin Ginsburg, who helped craft the Florida Republican Party recount strategy in the 2000 election between Al Gore and George W. Bush; B.J. Park, a former U.S. attorney based in Georgia who was pressured by Trump to pursue bogus election fraud allegations in the state following the 2020 election. He resigned in January of 2021 after learning that Trump intended to fire him. And Al Schmidt, a former Republican city commissioner in Philadelphia. He was on the board that oversaw the city's elections and whom Donald Trump falsely accused of refusing, quote, to look at the mountain of corruption and dishonesty. A committee aide on Sunday said, quote, we're going to hear testimony from government officials who were the ones who looked for the fraud and about how the effort to uncover these baseless allegations bore no fruit. Simply, the fraud that they were looking for didn't exist. And after today, the next hearing will be on Wednesday, where the committee will focus on the efforts by Trump and his allies to pressure the Department of Justice into overturning the election results. Among the expected witnesses on Wednesday, former Acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen, former Acting Deputy Attorney General Richard Donahue, and former head of the Office of Legal Counsel Steve Engel. In other news, tomorrow is primary day in Maine, Nevada, North Dakota, and South Carolina. Meanwhile, Alaskans went to the polls on Saturday to vote in a special election to fill the remainder of the term for Congressman Don Young, who died a few weeks ago. 48 candidates were vying for this four-month-long position. The race to hold that seat for the next Congress will be on November 8th. But for this temporary position, early results show former Alaska governor and 2008 Republican vice presidential nominee holding a solid lead, Sarah Palin, with 29.8% of the vote, ahead of second-place finisher Nick Begich with 19.3% of the vote. Our favorite, Santa Claus, placed sixth with 4.5% of the vote. And finally, looking for some counter-programming today? Well, Lindsey Graham and Bernie Sanders will face off in an old-school Oxford-style policy debate today in Boston at noon. They'll debate on a life-size replica of the Senate chambers. It's the inaugural debate of the Senate Project, which was launched by the Bipartisan Policy Center, the Orrin Hatch Foundation, and the Edward M. Kennedy Institute for the United States Senate. It'll be moderated by Brett Baer of Fox Not News and streamed on Fox Nation. It'll re-air on Saturday on the Fox Not News channel. A second debate featuring two other senators is scheduled in Washington next month, with a third one in Utah in the fall. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.